Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prachi from MUFG Investor Relations team. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, for IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Pardeep Kumar Khanna, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhayraj Singh, Senior Vice President and Company Secretary, Mr. Kushal Kumar Rana, Director of Works, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, Advisor. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs and expectations as of today. The statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Abhay sir for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Prachi. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. I would like to thank you all for joining us today and for your continued trust and engagement with our company. Let me begin by briefly setting the broader industry context. FY25 was a year of mixed trends across the pharmaceutical and chemical value chains. In the pharmaceutical sector, demand remained stable, but pricing pressure persisted, driven by global oversupply and aggressive pricing from new entrants, especially in India. These dynamics impacted margin across the industry. Turning to chemicals, while global commentary often speaks of inventory destocking now being behind us and pricing stabilization emerging in some segments, it is important to contextualize this from IOL's perspective. Unlike standalone chemical players, the majority of our specialty chemicals are produced for captive consumption within our pharmaceuticals API manufacturing. In that sense, our chemical business is an enabler of cost efficiency and supply reliability, not an independent growth engine exposed to global demand cycles. However, some of our chemicals are sold externally. Despite this backdrop, we delivered a resilient performance in FY25. In Q4, we saw improved traction in the ibuprofen segment despite continued price challenges alongside stable demands and pricing across our broader API basket. Meanwhile, our chemical operations delivered stable financial performance supported by enhanced efficiencies and better cost control. A key highlight of the year was the successful commissioning of our fully backward-integrated paracetamol unit at our plant site at Barnala. This rupees 155 crore investment, funded entirely through internal accruals, has enhanced our paracetamol capacity to 10,800 MTPA. This is a major step in strengthening our non-IBU portfolio, which now contributes about 34% to the API revenues, up from 18% just 5 years ago. Therapeutic categories like antidiabetics, analgesics, anti-cholesterol, anti-epileptic, cardiovascular, etc., continue to drive these diversifications with products like metformin, paracetamol, fenofibrate, pantoprazole, levetiracetam, clopidogrel, etc., seeing strong and stable demand. We also expanded clopidogrel capacity by 33%, reflecting our belief in the long-term growth potentials of cardiovascular APIs. From a regulatory standpoint, ibuprofen approval from China CDE is an important milestone in expanding the IOL's global reach. To support future growth, we have acquired 101 acres of land along the Chandigarh-Bathinda Highway, laying the groundwork for greenfield expansion. Approvals for industrial, environmental and NHAI clearances are underway and progressing into FY 2026. Currently, our export revenues stand at around 27% and we aim to scale this to about 40% over the medium term. With 16 DMF and 19 CPs already filed, we are strengthening our foundation for a larger global presence. A strong backward integration model remains central to our strategy. It allows us to optimize cost, ensure quality, secure supply, and improve margin resilience. FY25 was a year of consolidation, efficiency gains, and strategic investment. We are confident that this groundwork will support more consistent performance and value creation in the years ahead. With that, I will now invite Mr. Pradeep Khanna, CFO, to take you through our financial performance for Q4 and FY 2025.
Thank you, Abhay. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I will now share the operational performance for the quarter, following which we will open the floor for questions and answers. In quarter 4 of financial year 25, our revenue from operations grew to rupees 528 crore, marking a 4.7% year-on-year growth compared to approximately rupees 504 crore in quarter 4 of financial year 24. For the full year, financial year 25, revenue stood at rupees 2,079 crore. EBITDA for quarter 4 of financial year 25 increased by 17% approximately INR 67 crore, up from approximately rupees 58 crore in the same quarter last year. This translates to an EBITDA margin of 12.7% and an improvement of 141 basis points year on year. For the full year, EBITDA stood at rupees 225 crore with an EBITDA margin of approximately 11%. On the bottom line, profit after tax for quarter 4 grew by 12% year on year to 31.6 crore compared to rupees 28 crore in quarter 4 of financial year 24. This corresponds to a PAT margin of 5.9% and an increase of 43 basis points. For the full year, PAT stood at rupees 101 crore with a PAT margin of 4.8%. It is important to note that the quarter PAT is impacted by higher depreciation charges, largely stemming from our current recent capital announcement. On a cash adjusted basis, or what we refer to as cash PAT, profitability remains down. Cash PAT for quarter 4 of 25 stood at rupees 56.4 crore compared to rupees 49.2 crore in quarter 4 of financial year 24. And an increase of about 15%. For the full year, financial year 25, cash PAT was rupees 185 crore, underscoring our strong cash generation and the resilience of our core operations. Our net debt to equity ratio stood at 0.09 on account of working capital borrowing at the end of financial year 25, reflecting a minimal leverage and strong internal accruals. This gives us ample headroom to fund future growth, pursue expansion opportunities, and invest in long-term strategic initiatives, all while maintaining a solid financial foundation. So with that, I conclude my remarks. I now welcome questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vivek Patel from FICOM Family Office. Please proceed.
Very good afternoon, sir. I'm hoping I'm audible.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. Just had a quick question. How is the levetiracetam molecule performed over the last few quarters? And based on your assessment, how would you believe that the market for this molecule is going to perform over the next, say, 1 to 2 years? Thank you.
I think levetiracetam, yes, the quantity will increase because we have already done some capacity enhancement for levetiracetam also, and we are approaching new customers as well, and we have filed USDMF for this product also. So we are expecting a good volumes in near future.
Any geography you are expecting to perform better? So US, Europe, or Africa, or Latin America, otherwise? Which geography do you think the growth would you expect to come from?
I think we have got CEP for this product. So first, the market which we are targeting will be Europe, followed by other markets like US and India parallelly. Brazil also, we have Anvisa for this product, so we can, we are also targeting Brazilian market also.
And any, you know, understanding or sort of estimate of the size of this molecule's market, if there is any?
No, as of now, we don't have any idea.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. All the very best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aryan Jain from Lotus Wealth. Please proceed.
Congratulations on the good set of numbers. I had a couple of questions. So we just received a CDE approval to export ibuprofen in China. So on what scale do you think we can export ibuprofen to China, and will it have any material impact on our revenues?
I think definitely this is a new market for us since we have got the approval from the regulatory authority of China. So definitely, and there are good volumes there for ibuprofen and the derivatives also. So I think we have started touching our customers there in China. So we can make a forecast over a period of time that how much material we can sell into that market.
Okay, perfect. And another question, when do you think we can get some price realizations in the chemical sector? Like, our margins have been low since like a couple of years, and the primary reason has been because of the dumping of the price. So do you think we might get some good price realizations going forward?
This is regarding chemical prices. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you Aryan? This is regarding, your question is regarding chemical prices.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, in our chemical segment, our merchant export is primarily for ethyl acetate only, and other chemicals are primarily used for captive consumption for our API segment. So earlier the prices of ethyl acetate was very fluctuating around 1 year back, but from the last 2-3 quarters, the prices are stable along with the stable prices of raw material also. So we think that the prices are already bottom out for ethyl acetate, and now the demand is having some traction in increasing, maybe 1 or 2 quarters. So the demand side, we can say that it may be have some improvement, but but price is totally linked with the prices of raw material.
So do you think we can improve on our margins going forward? Because we're standing at a pretty low double-digit numbers. And do you think we can get this 14-15%?
Primarily, we are focusing on internal efficiencies and how to reduce the cost of production. But no doubt the prices are totally linked with the raw material prices. But still, we develop various mechanisms how we can get low cost of production, keeping in view the volatility in the raw material prices.
Okay, that answers my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surabhi from NV Alpha. Please proceed.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is, what was the volume growth and the value growth in Q4 and for the full year?
In API business, there is growth in IBU business and little expansion in non-IBU segment also. Not exactly what we expected for non-IBU segment, especially in paracetamol, where the demand was not up to the mark during FY25. Whereas the price demand of ibuprofen, we are seeing some positive numbers on increasing it.
In chemical, volume also increased in the fourth quarter.
So, just to give a number to the... So, was the volume growth higher than the value growth in the API segment?
In volume growth, ibuprofen is there. And clopidogrel is there. Pentaprazole is there, fenofibrate is there, where the quantities turnover was more than as we have planned for them, but there was contraction of demand in paracetamol especially. And for metformin, it remained equal to as we planned in the budgets or last count calls. So exact number are very difficult to gain given in the con call. So, but there is positive traction of volume in ibuprofen and some non-IBU segment except paracetamol.
So what would be the margin differential between, say, other API segment and the ibuprofen segment specifically, because some of your other ibuprofen competitors are making losses in ibuprofen. So are you also going through the same thing? And is the API margin coming from the other API segment?
Yeah, Subi, this is Abhay. Actually, we are unable to comment how the others are doing. But as you know that for the ibuprofen, we are the backward integrated facility. And we command the backward chain also. So, and we are considered as one of the best cost efficient company for the ibuprofen. So that is the reason we are able to generate the better efficiency and having, and on a sustainable basis, having around 85% to 90% capacity utilization. So, but we don't know how the others are doing. So that is the reason for us to sustain better in the better manner for the ibuprofen. And the same is with the others also, non-IBU portfolio as well, because we are also, the earlier part of your question was also asking for the volume growth or the value growth. So in non-IBU, we also registered volume growth for the Q4. And going forward, we are hopeful that we will be having more value growth because for most of the products, we are having the CEP in place. So we will try to convert the export realization more.
Got it. And so last question, you know, you were speaking about exporting ibuprofen to China. just to understand how are margins and realizations different in China versus or Europe versus the domestic market, just to give a direction in this.
I think we are having discussion with different customers, but as of now it is very difficult to comment on the price part. Once we have some customer realization and we'll dispatch some quantities, then probably we will be in a position to forecast about the numbers.
But is the China geography more margin accretive than, say, Europe in general? Like,
in general, it is, you can say it is almost same, but it depends on the requirement and the customers, how order to order they are going forward.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from Envision Capital. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is the peak revenue we can do from the existing capacity?
So, considering the current price, the peak revenue from the existing capacity is something around 2700 to 2800.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that in chemicals, we are using the rest of the chemicals apart from ethyl acetate for captive consumption. So 1000 crore revenue from chemicals
apart from ethyl acetate, we also have acetic anhydride, part of which is being utilized for the forward integration into the pharma for manufacturing or producing the pharma product paracetamol. And the remaining is being used for the merchant sale. So basically these are two. We also have IBB, but we produce for very less extra quantity, which we use for the merchant sale. Majorly, this is ethyl acetate.
So 1000 crore revenue is majorly coming from ethyl acetate, right?
And acetic anhydride. So 90% will be from ethyl acetate.
Okay.
80%.
So, sir, if I look at the gross block, has gone up in the last 5 years, has almost doubled, more than doubled. And our revenues have also increased on the chemical front rather than on the drugs front. So, wanted to just understand whether the capex which we have put is on the chemical front and then it is low margin actually. So, wanted to understand more on what went wrong and the future capital allocation plans.
Nothing went wrong. Most part of the capex has been put into the pharma side, whereas the chemical side, we come up with the product acetic anhydride. This is the only chemical capex we did, apart from some other maintenance capex. And we also undertaken the capex relating to the land, infrastructure, software and automations. And in last 4-5 years, we also come up, most of our non-IBU products has come up into the pharma sector only. But turnover, what are we talking about is relating to the prices also. If you see the prices, what we were having for the non-IBU products, and in fact for ibuprofen also around 5 years back, since then there is a decline of around 25%. So considering the prices of 5 years or 4 years back, our turnover, you can imagine where it would have been. So that is the current industry scenario.
Okay. And sir, when do you think we would start making, what could be a good margins in chemicals piece of business, EBITDA margins?
Approximately 10% is a better margin for chemical sector.
Okay. And do we think that it can go to 10% because past does not show in that fashion?
In the last fourth quarter of 25, we have achieved 6% EBITDA margin from chemicals as compared to 24.3%. So we are going forward to 10%. So hopefully in the current year we will achieve more than 6%.
Okay, understood. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vohra from M&S Associates. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I had a couple of questions. First question is, we can see drop in pharma segment revenue for FY25. Pharma EBIT fell significantly from 174 crore to 126 crore. Sir, I wanted to know, is this margin pressure structural or temporary? Also, considering the Q4 FY25 revenue and EBIT, is this maybe a sign of recovery in the pharma segment?
One of the reasons is that our quantitative production and sale is increasing from the last quarter. That's why the improvement is in the API segment in the quarter four. But as we have previously explained, that the prices we think are at bottom out for all the API since last 2-3 quarters. We hope that this price will not be sustainable and maybe time to come it may be improved.
Okay, sir, that's fair. So my next question is, you outlined the target of reaching 40-45% revenue from exports. Currently, we are at 27%. What specific strategies or geographies will maybe help bridge the gap to your target?
So, basically, Sahil, for most of our non-ibuprofen portfolio, we are having the regulatory approvals from European market, Brazilian market, and we also have for some from the Russian and the Korean and China as well. So these are the majorly the European country and we are targeting. And we hope that in the year or maybe by the next 2 years, we will be able to achieve the export realization or export sale of around 40 to 45%.
Further, our chemical, earlier we were exporting only 10-12% of our chemical revenue. And this year we have achieved around 18% export revenue from the chemical. Because last year we have got the recertification from ethyl acetate.
Yes. And for anhydride, acetic anhydride, our REACH certifications from the Europe also is in the process. And we hope we will receive very soon the same. So after receiving the CEP for acetic anhydride, Europe will also be available for us for exporting the acetic anhydride surplus quantity. We will be having after making the captive consumption.
Also, as you said, we have got regulatory approval from China for IBU. And also we have customer base for 80 countries and we have filed 15 DMF and 19 CEP. And also company doing well in the regulated market. So we hope we will touch 40% in the next 2 years.
Understood, sir. Understood. That helps. That sounds really promising as well. Thank you, sir. I'll rejoin the queue if I have further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before I take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Patel from RK Securities. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So, given that the regulatory clearance hinges on the physical US FDA inspection, has there been any progress or communication indicating when this site visit might occur? And are there any timelines you are currently working towards?
I think USFDA approval is clearly means proceeded as per the regulatory or authority requirements. Means the company has nothing to do with the inspection. As and when they will plan for the inspection, they will come for the inspection. I think as far as the company part is concerned, recently we have got approval for our phenofibrate product in US, where we got some two, three questions for the DMF, and then later on after submission of the response, our customer got the approval for that. So I think it is very difficult to comment when USFDA inspection will take place, but yes, as a company, we are ready for the inspection.
Okay, and can you provide more clarity on the product portfolio plan for the upcoming facilities near Chandigarh-Bhatinda Highway? Also, where do things stand with regulatory approvals and site readiness?
So, I think the most important part for starting a new plant is to get all the statutory requirements done. So, we have started an environmental clearance process along with the, since this facility is just opposite to the national highway, so we have started the permission to get from national highway authorities, pollution control board, environment clearance. So already the process has been started. So I think as and when we'll get the permission, the process is on. And as far as the products are concerned, so we are going with the same line, chemicals and APIs, with some forward integration to semi-finished products, like supplying DC grids into the market, and that is the only plan.
Okay. Now, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Star Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible? Hello.
Anup, yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, which additional APIs are being considered for backward integration, and how do you intend to sequence or prioritize these investments over the next few years?
So I think our R&D team is working on the products which are feasible to work out at our own facility, either here or at the new plants. So I think we will let you know the products at appropriate time. But yes, R&D is working on backward integration for the existing products.
Yeah, okay. So, can you just provide me some insights over, what is the CAPEX plan for FY26? Like, are there any major projects or new areas where the company is allocating fresh investment in the coming year?
So, we are doing CAPEX for 150 to 200 CR from the last two, three years. So, we have planned the same 150 to 200 CR in the current year. This is including growth CAPEX, infra and automation and developments. So, we have planned 150 to 200 CR during the year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheikh Mohammed Ayaz, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Very much thank you for the opportunity. I would like to congratulate IOLCP team for good set of numbers. But while seeing the number, what I see is there is significant reduction in the other expenses. Because last quarter it was 81 crore, now it is around 65-70 crore. So, where we see other expenses in near quarters?
Actually, other expenses include power and fuel expenses. The prices of fuel are drastically down in the 25 year of 25. The major we have consumed rice as a fuel. which has came down drastically. So now actually the prices are stable. So the current year on the same line we have planned the power and fuel expenses.
Okay. So where we see the other expenses in the same range, 65-70 crores?
Near about.
Okay. So my second question is about export percentage. You, in the presentation, I see 27% is the export percentage. Where it was in FY25 and 23? Can you tell me that?
In 2023, it was around 29-30%. Now it is 27%. Due to underutilization of European markets, especially due to Ukraine war, there were some industry which were not running at full price.
Also, that's prices of API came down as compared to 23. So in 25, the prices are lower than 23 prices. So it is looking the export on downside. Actually, if you compare the volume has been increased.
Okay. Sir, can you tell me that chemical segment export, just before two questions, you told the data of chemical export percentage. You told something 18% we are export percentage for chemical. So can you repeat that segment revenue, when the export revenue?
Yeah.
The previous earlier and now?
Earlier we were exporting around 10-12% of chemical revenue to the export market. After getting the REACH certification last year, the export revenue share of chemical business has been increased to around 18% during FY25.
Okay, sir. Sir, what about patents we are having? Because we have got patents for sitagliptin and sartan drugs I saw that adoxaban patent we have filed. So can you tell me the significance of that?
I think we have three patents which are approved earlier. So I think as of now we are having only three patents only. And I think for adoxaban we have to check, probably that is not there probably.
No, we have filed
three only and they are approved.
Okay, maybe it was my mistake, but in annual report I have read that.
Okay. I also check and then come back to you if required, if there is any change.
Okay. Sir, we have recently got CE approval for mesalazine and QTAPI. I don't know, maybe I'm spelling it incorrectly. But how we see these two drugs in CEP European markets?
So, we have developed these molecules and we have gone for the regulatory approval and we got it. So right now we are planning to run these products in one of our multi-product facilities so that we can start seeding into the market, and after that we will plan for the facility to make both these products commercial.
Yes, sir. Sir, any EBITDA guidance for FY26? Because from last 3 years it has been reducing from 12 to 11 to now 10.7. Can you guide in that?
In the last quarter, the fourth quarter of 25, we have a EBITDA margin of approximately 13%. So we are expecting more than 15% in the current year.
Okay. More than 15%. Okay, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik from BNK Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. The first question is on our API business. So last 2-3 quarters, as you had mentioned, that we were witnessing pricing pressure, and that pricing pressure was mainly due to lower demand, if I'm not wrong, and oversupply of products. So wanted to understand for which all products are we seeing a price trend reversal. I think paracetamol, you mentioned that it is still at bottom level and has not improved significantly. But for other products, how has the pricing been and volume demand?
The volume of non-IGO segment product like clopidogrel, fenofibrate has been increasing, and little bit improvement in the prices, but not in substantial number. But the demand is there for these 2-3 products. Except para, everything is at a stable number, but not going down now from last 2-3 quarters. But for this clopidogrel and fenofibrate pentaparazole, the demand and prices are little bit, we are expecting little bit good numbers.
Okay, sir. Okay. And can you help me with IBU and non-IBU split for 4Q?
For Q4, split means in terms of the revenue?
Yes, sir.
So it's around 65-35%.
65% IBU. Okay. Okay, sir. And there was some minor leakage issue in the plant in the quarter. Has that been sorted, and are we expected to lose any revenue because of it?
Maulik, actually, it was a very, very short term, around a 15 minutes or 10 minutes period. In fact, per se, we cannot call it and categorize it's a leak. There was no,
and even it was not a leak, it was the reaction was going on, and from one of the side hole there was a very minor leakage, so it was attended within 15 minutes of time, so it has no prolonged effect, number one, and it was contained within single plant only, there was no effect even outside that plant also.
Okay, got it, sir. And I think our US DMF product approvals are pending because the US FDA has not inspected the facility. And do we have any intimation from the agency regarding the inspection?
As of now, we don't have any information for the inspection, number one. And second, you commented that we have some pending approvals, so probably the approval process for all the filed products is under progress. It will take its own time. And I think as far as the inspection, it is clearly the prerogative of the agency, and as and when they will plan, they will come for the inspection.
Okay, sir. And one last question. What revenue growth are we expecting for FY26? And mainly, would that be volume or value-driven? You said value-driven for certain products, but on a console basis, how would that be?
It will be a mix of.
We are expecting 10-15% growth in revenue from all the products. So it is a mix of both volume and prices.
Price, yes.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikash Doshi from KR Investments. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Vikash.
Yes. Hello. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, can you help break down the improvement in chemical segment EBIT this quarter? And which operational levers, particularly cost control, process optimization, or scale efficiencies, had the most meaningful impact?
Scale efficiency, because we have done maximum quantity in Q4 for both the products in chemical, like ethyl acetate and acetic anhydride.
Okay. So my second question is, how would you compare the margin dynamics of ibuprofen with the rest of your API portfolio? And are molecules like paracetamol, metformin, clotrimazole offering stronger margin support amidst the pricing pressure in ibuprofen?
No doubt our ibuprofen margins are presently more than all other non-ibu segment. But our other non-segment products are also potential to have a beta margin equivalent or more than ibuprofen also, but it may take some time or it may take more revenue from the regulatory market, which we are trying for exploring that market at the earliest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Appu Rafi, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Good afternoon. So my question is, given that the demand for acetic anhydride and paracetamol has been sluggish for the past few months, could you please provide an update on how the demand trends are evolving currently? Are you seeing a recovery in both of these segments, sir?
For acetic anhydride, the prices are stable, and for paracetamol, we are expecting maybe keeping in the current geographical scenario, there may be some improvement in the demand also with some price appreciation also.
All right, sir. But are you confident that this demand won't fade away like earlier, and this will be a gradual recovery taking place?
As our existing plant, which was around 3,600 ton, was running till last February at almost full capacity. So demand is there, but the price was not up to the mark. But we hope that the demand and price will remain there in the global market.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heman Kanungo from Norasia. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand any plans to manufacture a DCDA like for us, considering like metformin is our flagship product and our entire philosophy of the company is to have backward integration.
I think as of now there is no plans to go for DCDA manufacturing, because the basic input material is having some problem with the demand supply. Like this is basically ore product, so it is as of now there is no plan to go for DCDA manufacturing.
Okay. And sir, any challenges we are facing from any new players for ibuprofen, considering our peers, you know, they are also having a like bad time in ibuprofen business? So any update on that, sir?
New player, we don't see any big problem as of now, but this is a open market, so anybody can come, and we have our strategy, we have our operational efficiency, the quality and the marketing efficiency. So what we can comment on that, whenever it will come, we deal with.
He's earlier from the last 2-3 years.
Yeah. So we cannot say on that.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. And sir, currently our paracetamol capacity is it's 13,000 ton or 10,000 ton? Because in like last presentation they like it was mentioned it was 10,000, like 3600 plus 7200. Mm-hmm. But in the new presentation it's mentioned 13,000 something.
No, no. We also clarified this thing in the last presentations and the press releases when we given in the last time also. So you need to understand the background. We were having before this the one plant which was having the overall capacity of 3600 MTPA. Now we come up with the new plant. This plant is having the capacity of 10,800 MTPA. Presently both the plants are running. But our plan is that the old plant, 3600 MTPA capacity, all the production will shift to the new plant. So off late, we will have 10,800 capacity, and the plant, the plant which is existing plant 3600 will be converted for some other products. This is on the basis of the current scenario.
Okay. And last question, sir. In the investor presentation which has been given, in that, in the page number 13 for metformin, it is mentioned that USDA, USDMF is up, like, it's there. And for other products showing is under review and file. So does that mean for metformin we are US FDA approved?
Yes. So this is approved means one of our customer applied to the US FDA filing the ANDA stating that they want the metformin from IOL. Their ANDA has been approved, and that is why we are allowed to sell to the customer, and the customer is selling the drugs manufactured in India to the US. So that way it is approved.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I take that as the last question and would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. As we close financial year 2025, it is clear that our focus on operational discipline, portfolio diversification and strategic capacity addition is beginning to reflect in our performance metrics. While the external environment remains dynamic, our integrated model, strong balance sheet, and ongoing regulatory progress give us confidence in our trajectory. We are entering financial year 26 with sharper execution focus, deeper capabilities, and a clear roadmap for scaling in both domestic and regulated international markets. We appreciate your ongoing support and look forward to engaging with you as we unlock the next phase of our growth story. Thank you very much once again. For your queries, please feel free to reach out to our investor relation team, MUFG IR. Have a good day. Thank you.
On behalf of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.